Smoking among youths in the Czech Republic continues to be a major problem, with studies showing that the number of those in grades 7 to 9 who have experience with cigarettes is as high as 70%. Of that, some already smoke more than 11 cigarettes per day. Observers also say the age at which children begin first experimenting with tobacco is dropping, as low as the age of 10 or 11. In the Czech Republic, it is against the law for anyone to sell tobacco products to minors, but the reality is that all too often sellers are willing to turn a blind eye and fail to ask for ID. Surveys, including a series of ongoing polls by the Prague-based STEM agency, have shown that although most tobacconists are by now well aware of legislation in place, far from everyone respects it, according to the most recent numbers released by STEM in November. One-tenth of Czech tobacconists admitted to knowingly turning a blind eye when it came to selling to children who looked under the age of 15, while almost one-half were willing to sell to youths who looked under 18. Getting tobacco in the Czech Republic, even if you're not of age, is indeed not complicated, something confirmed by students at one prominent high school in Prague that we visited this week.
If somebody wants to get some cigarettes, it's very easy. It's no problem. You go and you can get what you want.
I guess that almost half of the students smoke when they are in the age of 16, 17. And the sellers are definitely not afraid to break the law.
When they are probably 18 or 17, I think it doesn't matter if the shop assistant asks or not.
It's really, really easy to get the cigarettes. But I think the problem is not in the law, or the problem is more in the families. So children who are 16 or 17 must be educated or prepared from home, not from the state or law.
Curbing the sale of cigarettes to minors is a major priority for many, including the civic association Allianz Zákon 18, created to see that legislation on the sale of tobacco is upheld. The association recently organized a national conference on the sale of tobacco products, attended not only by the STEM agency but also by state, police, as well as tobacco industry representatives. Allianz's spokesman, Jindřich Vaněk.
We organized this conference as a first historic attempt to map the situation regarding the continued sale of tobacco to minors and to see the law in practice.
The reality, Mr. Vaněk and others admit, leaves much to be desired. Too few sellers heed the law clearly because there is little fear of real sanctions. Although business owners selling to minors can be fined 50,000 crowns, the law is rarely ever enforced by municipalities. Even lighter fines of 1,000 crowns issued by police to shop employees who sell cigarettes to youths aren't issued very often. Enforcing the law for all but the most blatant of offenders is not logistically easy. Other institutions like the Czech Agriculture and Food Inspection Authority might be willing to issue fines, but don't have the right to check consumers' ID. Jan Hartl is the head of the STEM polling agency.
It's a bit strange situation because the sanctions are relatively high, especially for the owners of the selling facilities. And it's not very much effective because some institutions are qualified to control the youngsters. Other institutions are qualified to find the sellers. And it doesn't work in everyday life because the main competence stays with municipalities and with the municipal police, and they don't feel any special pressure to ask and to do the controlling, and I believe that this is exactly the direction where the future legislation would go, to foster the role of municipal police where it is, and to municipalities, towns and villages.
Until that happens, says Jan Hartl, the situation is unlikely to change.
It's not a big risk to those people. Our survey shows that if the legislation and possibility to find such actions and activities, the percentage of sellers who would sell to the youngsters would be considerably lower. Let's hope that the future legislation would be more consistent and more down to average men on the street expectations.
One town which decided not to wait but to make a difference now, precluding new legislation, is that of Most in northern Bohemia. There, Jindřich Vaněk of Alliance Zákon 18 says local police and local organizations began to take a far more proactive approach to the problem of smoking by focusing on those clearly not yet of age.
V Mostě se v domluvě městského úřadu místních škol.
In Most, the town hall, together with schools and municipal police, decided to cooperate together last spring on reducing the number of underage smokers near schools and other public areas. They began checking youths' ID in such areas and sent letters to families and schools in cases where children were caught smoking. So far, they've judged the project a success, enough to have continued a new cycle in the autumn, spreading to areas such as local parks, railway stations and bus stations, and other areas where minors are known to smoke.
Restrictive measures are only one part of the equation, stresses Jindřich Vaněk. Prevention is equally, if not more, important. It is, of course, easier to curb the trend in underage smoking if young teens are discouraged from ever picking up the habit in the first place. Jindřich Vaněk, once again.
Obecná pravda je taková, že patrně došlo ke snížení věku, ve kterém se začíná experimentovat.
In general, it's true that the age at which children begin to experiment has dropped. In recent years, we organized an extensive preventative program called Paragraph 155, which was put together for 5th and 6th graders at elementary schools. The program aimed to show the risks of smoking as well as risks for those who provide minors with cigarettes. In short, it was a program aimed at both sides of the problem, keeping kids from smoking, but also making sure the law was upheld. No such program can ever replace the family, of course. The parents' role cannot be replaced. There, it is important to stress how much our own behavior has an impact. How children see their parents, but also how their teachers behave, of course, influences their own approach.